Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of our board of directors and staff, we thank you for joining us. Today, we have none other than Mayor Sylvester Turner to talk to us a little bit about COVID, what's going on here in the city, and how we can all protect ourselves. I know that you, your team, all of our elected officials have really worked so hard, put your own lives at risk, that of your staff getting out there trying to share messages as safely as you possibly can. We are seeing the numbers just do some extraordinarily bad things, and unfortunately, many in our community are still not taking those preventive measures. What would you like to say to them?
Dr. Meridia, number one, thank you for having me. I want to say to them, look, we value every single person that lives in the city of Houston. This virus is still very much present in our community. We are needing people to mask up.
We at the Chamber of Commerce, we have been participating with the City of Houston, the Health Department, putting together public service announcements in English, in Spanish, trying to get this message out. Unfortunately, Mayor, as you know, if you drive down the streets of Houston, you still see people from the street into restaurants. They're still not following these guidelines. What responsibility does the entrepreneur, the business owner have in protecting their employees and doing their part?
Everybody has a role to play. Number one, when people or patrons are invited to businesses or employees, it is important for those business owners, those managers to encourage their employees and their patrons to put on their masks and to keep their masks on when they're others. That's important. Owners of restaurants and bars that are operating as restaurants, when they are crowded, that's a no-no. And so the owners and the managers have a responsibility to have people social distance and to keep their mask on. Otherwise, it's going to make it very difficult for business and for the community in the days and weeks and months to come.
Well, and if we do our part now, the facts, the signs all indicate that we will get through this. But the longer we procrastinate and are, you know, sometimes wearing our mask and other times not, the longer it's going to take for us to get out of this. Especially now, we have some hope at the end of the tunnel with vaccines. Please talk to us about the status of Houston vaccines and how that is going to all take place here in Houston.
And I believe today the FDA did vote to approve the distribution of this vaccine. So it's going to start, I would think, within the next 3 to 4 days, the vaccine will start to be distributed to, number one, to our healthcare providers. That's number one. And then secondly, it will probably be to our first responders and people in our living facilities, senior living facilities, especially our vulnerable populations. And so we are right there. There will be a significant amount of dosages made available for this month. In January, it will be more. February will be more than January, and then March and April, until everyone who desires the vaccine will be able to get the vaccine. And let me encourage people to please, when you're eligible to get the vaccine, please take it. I intend to do that, and I hope that others will do it as well, especially in the Hispanic and the African-American communities.
Yes, we have disproportionately been impacted by COVID, not only with lives, but businesses, et cetera, et cetera. And I think, Mayor, so much has to do with either the lack of understanding, the severity of what COVID can do, the reality, the facts, the science, and you can't see it. So for some people, they assume that they can go to three or four houses because they're family members and somehow it's not going to impact them. We know it does. We've had significant lives we have lost in the Houston area. We have seen businesses that have been just decimated and will never come back. The facts show that 2 out of 6 restaurants won't come back. When we look at Hispanic-owned restaurants and businesses in the city, 42% of Hispanic-owned businesses, you know, are here and they contribute to the economy with over $54 billion with a B. Toward our economy. We want to get our economy up and going, but it goes hand in hand with our health. It's not an either or. And I know, Mayor, there have been a lot of conversations that it should be one or the other, but we have seen you and others say it has to be both. You can't do one without the other.
Our community, the people in our communities, they need their health. And at the same time, they need the ability to take care of their families. So the economy and their health are hand in hand together. That's why one of the programs, Dr. Murillo, that we have put forth here at the city using CARES funding is our restaurants and meals program. So we're doing our part. We recognize that for people who are taking care of their families, they want to be healthy, but they also need the financial means to be able to take care of the needs of their children and their household. So the business community of these businesses, we need to do everything we can to keep them going. And again, I want to thank the Hispanic Chamber. I want to thank you, Dr. Murillo, because you all have been invaluable working with the city in this regard.
Well, thank you, Mayor. And also our thanks to the city of Houston and the county for providing grants to small businesses, taking the bureaucracy out of it, keeping it simple for these business owners to stay afloat. We appreciate all that you and others are doing to get those resources to those who need it most. They can't wait until January. Small businesses need that money now. We're urging them to release that money to those who need it most.
The strength of our city lies with our businesses. It's the heart and soul. We have about 10,000 plus restaurants in our city from all throughout all parts of our city, a great deal of diversity. We need them to stay open. We need these restaurants to stay open so that they can employ and at the same time service the people in our city, small businesses. I'm proud to say that the city of Houston, through the CARES dollars, we have provided $35 million in small business assistance, grants up to about $50,000 to businesses within the city of Houston to keep to try to stabilize their situation as much as possible. I want to join you in urging Congress, the federal government, to provide an additional stimulus package for our businesses, to provide additional help to assist people in paying their rent, to provide additional support for people just that need that small stipend just to keep going from day to day, week to week, month to month.
Yes. And also all of the many city partners, Catholic Charities, Baker Ripley, all of the parishes and others who are doing heavy, heavy lifting and are out there making sure that people get that meal. All of the teachers and others to keep this city moving and going. So many nonprofits that do incredible work are also out there dealing with this. And also to the banks, they've processed so many applications for PPP, and to all the entrepreneurs that went from their distilleries of alcohol to making hand sanitizer. That's who Houston is, Mayor. For you, what will be, if any, silver lining for you for 2020?
The silver lining is, for example, everybody who's listening and watching us today, and those who are not, for them to remain healthy and safe so that we together can leave 2020 behind and move forward in 2021. The silver lining would be small businesses and medium-sized businesses and others to remain afloat and then to stabilize and even to prosper even more in 2021. For the anxiety, the stress level to come down. That's the silver lining. And the beauty of ours, and that our healthcare delivery system doesn't become overwhelmed, such that anybody who may need medical and healthcare assistance, that they can get it. And then when they get it, that they can return back to their families and their jobs healthy and can move forward.
Yes.
Work together, I know we can achieve all of those objectives and more.
Yes, and we absolutely can. And Mayor, the final question, especially now that we know those vaccines are on the way, for individuals who doubt, for whatever reason, that this vaccine is something they should get, what words do you have for them?
What I will say is that what we do know is that this virus is having a disproportional impact on communities of color. Every single day when I look at the numbers, the Hispanic community has been hit extremely hard. People in the African-American community have been hit extremely hard. What we do know is that with this virus, the impact is disproportionate. And so I would encourage people that when this vaccine is made available and you can get it, please take advantage and get it. And keep yourself alive and your families alive, such that 21, we can all move forward together. I intend to take it. And let me just say this. If the mayor is going to take it, and I'm going to take it as soon as it's available for me, I'm eligible for it. If it's good enough for myself and my daughter, my sisters and my brothers, I would encourage you to take it as well.
Well, I'll be right there in that line with you, Mayor, and can't wait. And certainly, again, our heartfelt thanks to you and your staff for all the work that they have done under extraordinary circumstances, wishing our city and the world to get vaccinated so we can move into 2021 prosperous, healthy, and back to business. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Hello. This is Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. I want to thank you all for joining today with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce as we kick off our new Don't Stop, Don't Forget campaign. COVID-19 has changed our reality, and we must continue to change our behavior to meet this new reality. While every segment of our city wants to return to normal, we must all work together to ensure we continue to take the necessary precautions to ensure we can get back to business and keep one another safe. We need to keep doing the small things, wearing our masks, keeping social distance, washing our hands, and getting tested. And we must continue to do these each and every day. Unfortunately, many of our most vulnerable communities have been the hardest hit by this pandemic, to include our broader Hispanic community. That is why I thank the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for being such a great partner with the city and for working closely with the Houston Health Department to get these messages out to our communities. Thank you all for joining us and for doing your part to help keep our community safe. Don't stop and don't forget.
We want to thank you for joining us, Mayor Jeff Wagner.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Would you please talk to us about the grants that Pasadena provided?
So we came with a plan for small businesses to apply for a $1,000 grant from us. And we had it where we put $250,000 aside, and we said $1,000, that's 250 people, businesses, small businesses, if you will. So we did that. People responded. We had this local campaign here in Pasadena called We Love Local. Well, we do love local, but it's our job to make sure we help our local businesses out. And I can actually say this in Pasadena, and I'm so blessed. Our citizens got that. Right now, we're 2% above last year's tax rate. 2% above, not below. That's because our citizens believe in our local businesses, and it means the world to this whole city.
Yes, and let's talk about, the last, some historic news you've got there. You've got some great information for us regarding a historic, never seen over the last 35 years. What is that announcement?
Again, amazingly, we lowered our taxes. Our tax rate right now, lower than it ever has been, like you said, in over 35 years. We're in the position, and we have been so conservative over my administration the last 3 years, that we have enough money in our general fund to lower the taxes. And we did, and we're so happy we did. And again, it's our way of showing the people we do care for you.
Interesting, Mayor, is that, yes, you've lowered taxes, but you're providing more services. And I have to imagine that some of this is due to the great work in the area of technology, the mobile app, moving a lot of things online. Talk to us about that.
It took us 3 years to get to where we're at. Mobile app where people can just simple things. Other cities are doing it. Why we haven't, didn't make any sense to me. But now once we get this up and going, and it's going to be up and going, people can report potholes or complaints, or we give information out right on the easy. Just look at your phone and there it is. And we're very excited about that.
Speaking of resources, a lot of people don't know much about your fire department and some of the things going on in that arena. Talk to us about that.
When I took over as mayor, I didn't realize our training facility that we had for our firefighters. Remember, volunteers donating their time and also risking their life. We had a barn with a fan in it. And I'm not joking. It was a barn with a fan. I was amazed. I never knew that. No one knew that. Well, they knew it. So we just had a grand opening of a brand new state-of-the-art fire academy. It's an amazing building. But right across the street from it, we also built a brand new police academy. Very, very proud of our new police and fire academy.
Absolutely. And to those volunteers who are doing the incredible heavy lifting for the city of Pasadena, we want to say thank you to them and their families, especially under COVID. Let's talk about Pasadena. What are you hearing from the governor, from the White House, and how it's going to impact vaccinations? And where do you take on that role of the distribution and communicating with your constituents?
Again, all this is in the stages of that. No one knows what's going on, but we are in conversation from federal government down through the state. Whatever we can do to make sure these vaccines can get out the proper way, I always say the fast track, we're going to do it here in Pasadena.
We want to thank you for your leadership and your great team over in the city of Pasadena.
Thank you so much. And again, our partnership means more than what you can imagine. Thank you.
We appreciate it. And we'll see you very soon, I hope. Yes. Thank you. Our good friend representing the Houston Texans, the president, Jamie Roots. Thanks for joining us, Jamie.
Lotta, I appreciate your friendship and thank you for having me on.
What should the fans be aware of as we are in the season currently?
Yeah, well, we're weathering the storm. When we hit this COVID window, there were two things that were vitally important: was protecting our staff, because we have incredibly talented people here, and that they were taken care of and could just go about doing their job and not have to worry about what the future looks like. Number two is the relationships we have in the community: our fans, our season ticket members, our sponsors, great partners like the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which is the largest in the country. So we just have so many great friends, and we've done that. So I said to my staff, the business impacts of COVID are over for us. I mean, we're headed for much brighter days. So I think 2021 is going to be back to normalcy, tailgating, great game experience, everything that people have enjoyed for the last 20 years.
And a new coach, I'm sure.
New coach, new GM, new lease on life.
Yes, and we're so looking forward to it. I've enjoyed my time working with Chris Canetti and John Arnold and you and so many other folks trying to bring that 2026 World Cup to Houston, Texas.
Yeah, that would be for me kind of a full circle experience. I started in sports in 1994 in the World Cup at the World Cup in Chicago, and to have it here in my new adopted hometown of Houston, Texas would be really be a dream.
Yes. Well, we're all counting on it, and we know the large economic impact that brings for our businesses and our city. So we'll keep the work up on that arena. Let's talk about the number two Wall Street Journal bestsellers list and your new book, Jamie.
It's been a neat project. Didn't do it because of COVID, but it couldn't have happened at a better time. You dealt with all of the pain and challenge during the day, and at night I could go up on my back porch and relive the past 30 years in sports and all of what it's meant to me and the people that were important in my life. It's a charitable endeavor. All of the net proceeds will benefit the Houston Texans Foundation and our Champions for Youth initiatives. Be doing speaking engagements as well, and all of those dollars will flow there as well. So it wasn't about making any money. It was really about helping people. At some point in your career, you want to turn around and pay back the many people that served as mentors and great influences on you like you have. And so that's what it's all about.
And you've done a great job and are an honorary Houstonian, of course, Jamie.
Well, sports isn't everything in a community, but it is the front porch. I when I go on trade missions, it's just amazing how people light up when we say, when they say he's with the Houston Texans. All they want to talk about the rest of the time is football. And it does bring people together like nothing else.
Well, and we look forward to next season, new leadership, and certainly continuing the partnership that we've had with you all. And we just want to thank you and the entire team over at NRG for all that you do. And again, looking forward to 2026 and hosting the World Cup here in Houston, Texas.
Awesome. Well, thank you for all that you do for this great city.
Thank you so much. See you soon. Happy holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.